Hello, I'm Justin Catanoso, and you're listening to the Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. Trying to fathom the costs to patients when it comes to healthcare can feel like a losing battle. There is no upfront pricing. Charges vary with who is paying, and transparency is virtually non-existent. Reporter Owen Covington wandered into the minefield in search of some clarity when it comes to healthcare costs in the Triad, and he joins me now. Welcome, Owen.
Good to be here.
So let's get to the most obvious question first. Outside of a routine charge for an office visit, why is it so difficult to get at what various healthcare procedures cost?
There are a couple reasons for that. One is that the price shifts depending upon who's paying the bill. Another is that what hospitals and doctors charge is really sort of a protected piece of information that they use for negotiating reasons. Another is that the government is also another payer that has a unique arrangement with providers, and they've only just recently started releasing the rates that they pay.
So, Owen, give us an example of that. I mean, it really does look like the same procedure is going to cost different in the same place from person to person.
Right. Just to use an example, say you go into the hospital for a knee replacement. The hospital's list price for that may be $50,000. If you're an individual with no insurance, you may pay, say, $45,000. If you've got insurance, the cost may be about $35,000. And if you're on Medicare, the government may pay $20,000 for that procedure.
So if you have insurance, the reason why it's cheaper is why?
Well, the insurance company has negotiated a lower rate on your behalf.
Healthcare costs in the Triad, you report that they tend to be lower than the national average. How did you get to that conclusion?
Well, there were three metrics that I sort of zeroed in on. One is looking at what Medicare pays for a variety of procedures. Another is looking at doctor salaries. And the third is looking at health insurance premiums.
So let's look at some of these cost areas. When it comes to procedures, for example, how do we stack up here in the Triad versus the state and nation?
Well, to start off with, North Carolina is generally considered a lower cost environment, looking at sort of the national landscape. And within North Carolina, from a procedure level, the Triad actually stacks up pretty well. If you look at Medicare reimbursement rates at Triad hospitals, this is information that's just recently become publicly available, you see that the procedure reimbursement rate is generally lower here in the Triad than it is elsewhere in the state.
What about doctor salaries?
That's a little bit of a different perspective. And what you see here in the Triad is that those salaries are generally a little bit higher than elsewhere in the state. For instance, if you look at family and general practice physicians, their salaries are higher than both state and national averages. For instance, in the Greensboro High Point area, the average salary is about $215,000. That compares to the state average of $192,000. And nationally, $183,000.
Interesting. Okay. Healthcare premiums weigh into all of this. Where do we stack up there?
And we've got a bit more insight into healthcare premiums with the advent of healthcare.gov and the Affordable Care Act. Going on healthcare.gov and looking at Blue Cross Blue Shield premiums, they offer coverage statewide. You see that there are some areas of the Triad that have some of the lowest premiums in the state, Guilford and Randolph County, for instance. But there are other areas, Davie, Davidson, and Forsyth County, that have higher levels, but still are lower than major metros like Charlotte.
So as you were going into this story, are you finding any things that contribute to why the Triad might be a relative bargain in some parts of this healthcare landscape than elsewhere?
There's one factor that sort of bubbled up to the top, and that's within the Triad, you've got a number of what are called accountable care organizations. In High Point, you've got Cornerstone Healthcare. In the Greensboro area, you have the Triad Healthcare Network. But you've got a lot of doctors and hospitals that are moving towards what's called value-based care. They're looking at ways to cut the overall cost and improve outcomes. That's a shift away from what's traditionally been a fee-for-service environment, where the more procedures they perform, the more money they get.
Oh, and you know, in other areas of the economy, consumers expect transparency when it comes to pricing for products and services. Given the complexity of healthcare, can we ever expect that kind of transparency when it comes to healthcare costs?
I think you're going to see consumers demand more transparency because they're footing more of the bill. They've got those higher deductibles. They're paying more out of pocket. That's going to be the trend, and so they're going to be more cost conscious than they have in the past.
Owen, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
To read Owen Covington's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.